Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we get back to the airwaves with high school basketball Friday night. Bloomington North hasn't played a game since December 22nd. They will Friday night, hosting Martinsville. We'll be on the air starting with Jason Spear and Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Bloomington South, just with one game against one-time winner Columbus East at home on Friday night, did have a chance to talk to JR about any update on the possibility of getting a new North-South date.
Not really.
Okay.
The problem is I don't have any openings.
Yeah.
My guess is we will play them sometime because I'm sure we'll lose a game here so I could pick them up.
Yeah.
We're talking now as a conference that, you know, they want us to cancel games and pick up conference games, which just sounds good on paper, but it's unfair to a team that if I cancel you out to play Bloomington North and you don't have a game for 2 weeks, That's really, really unfair. And so we're looking to – trying to find a date. Andy sent me a bunch of dates that they're opening.
Hall of Fame head basketball coach J.R. Holmes, so we'll keep our fingers crossed on a rescheduled date north south. Our thought for the day, be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strength lies. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So voted on by his peers, IU head football coach Tom Allen becoming just the third Indiana football coach to win the AFCA National Coach of the Year honor. Coach of the Year by Werner Ladder, the sponsor, becoming only the third, as I say, joining John Pond and Bo McMillan, previous winners representing Indiana U. Caught up in the moment, kind of beyond words for Coach Tom.
Just to think of all the coaches that have won this award in the past. I'm just brought back to my first AFCA convention back in 1998 when I was a young high school coach and there with Coach Dick Dullahan from Ben Davis High School and had my first experience with the convention and have not missed one since. And so just seeing so many other individuals be represented and honored in this way, I just thank you so much. And I just brought back to all the people that helped me get here. And just thank the good Lord above and for his guidance and direction. My family, my wife has been unbelievable. Tracy.
Voted on by his peers Tuesday, the AFCA Coach of the Year, Tom Allen. And kind of following in the pattern of winning that national award, our thought for the day, effective leadership is putting first things first. Effective management is discipline. Carrying it out. Tom Allen to a T. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.